For the second time in a week, a white state official in Virginia has admitted to using blackface. Attorney General Mark Herring said on Wednesday that he painted his face for a costume in 1980. He was a college student at the University of Virginia at the time. In a statement about his use of blackface, Herring wrote, "It was really a minimization of both people of color and a minimization of a horrific history I knew well even then." Last week, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam admitted he too had once used blackface while dressed up as Michael Jackson. This after a racist photo in his medical school yearbook set off calls for his resignation from across the political spectrum. Meanwhile, a sexual assault allegation has surfaced against the Commonwealth's lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax. That means all three of Virginia's statewide officials are under scrutiny for past actions, and the state government is in crisis. Here with the latest is Michael Pope. He's a reporter for Virginia Public Radio, and he's been following this story every step of the way. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
So first, Michael, give us the mood in the Capitol right now. I imagine this has not been a typical week of work for the legislature.
No, it certainly has not. It's worth remembering that this week is actually the busiest legislative week on the calendar, and both the House and the Senate have been taking up hundreds of bills each day.
Right.
Meanwhile, there's this sort of three-ring circus or, you know, three-car pileup or, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's just unbelievable what's going on. It's these three simultaneous scandals unfolding all at once.
It's really incredible. So on Wednesday, we got the first public statements from the woman accusing Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, who's first in line of succession to the governor, which is important because the governor theoretically could resign. So this is the first public statements from the woman accusing Fairfax of sexual assault. Where do things stand in that matter?
This is a very serious story, and the lieutenant governor appeared in the rotunda of the Capitol this week to answer questions about it, was mobbed by reporters. This is a very serious moment that we're in now because of what happened with Kavanaugh. When accusers come forward with their story, as this woman has, Vanessa Tyson is her name, she's a professor at Scripps College, when accusers come forward and detail their stories in the way that she has, are they believed? And so because of what happened in Kavanaugh, the stakes have been raised. And, you know, inside the Democratic Party, is that standard going to apply to the lieutenant governor of Virginia? We don't know quite yet, but this is still an ongoing story and things could play out in a very different way.
Now we have the revelation surrounding Attorney General Mark Herring, who is second in line of succession to the governor. What's the latest there?
The way things unfolded on Friday with Governor Ralph Northam's revelation that he had appeared in blackface, and you saw dozens of lawmakers, specifically Democrats, coming out and demanding his resignation within hours of the revelation that he had appeared in blackface. What we saw with the Attorney General this week is totally different. You have not seen a lot of calls for his resignation. And there is some thinking on the motivation here. When there were calls for the governor to step down, there was a lieutenant governor waiting in the wings who seemed, you know, eminently qualified at the time, who is a Democrat. You know, for a lot of Democrats, there wasn't a lot of downside to calling for Northam to resign because there was a Democrat who could step in and become governor. With the attorney general, there's something very different going on because the role of the attorney general would be selected by the Republican General Assembly. So you have not seen a lot of calls for the attorney general to step down, even though he essentially did the same thing.
And the attorney general, if he couldn't go on to become governor, if the, let's say the governor and the lieutenant governor resign, the attorney general would be the governor. But if the attorney general resigns, then tell us what happens.
Well, that's also sort of influencing people's thinking here. The line of succession is that when the governor resigns, that's the lieutenant governor, then the attorney general. And then the next person in line is the Republican Speaker of the House. So what Democrats are facing here is if they force the governor out, force the lieutenant governor out, force the attorney general out, they're left with a Republican acting governor.
And just to give us a little context to show how truly bizarre this is, explain how the Republicans came to control the House.
A random selection, a name was drawn out of a bowl. So last year, there was a very tight House election and essentially was basically tied, with the exception of this one House of Delegates district, that came down to a tie, a literal tie of the voters. But the law calls for essentially a random selection. the Board of Elections actually had a ceremony or a, you know, procedure where they selected a name out of a bowl. The Republicans won that drawing, and so they actually are in control of the House of Delegates due to random selection when the name was drawn out of a bowl last year.
Incredible. They may come to control the entire Commonwealth. Every vote counts, folks. Amazing. So Attorney General Mark Herring, back to him for a moment. He last week had called on the governor to resign for these old pictures of the governor potentially in blackface. We don't know who is exactly in the pictures, but we know it was on the governor's page in his yearbook. But why did he do that if he had also dressed in blackface in his past?
That's a great question. And the attorney general has not made any public appearances. I was kind of hoping that he might have a press conference where he would take questions. This would have been the first question, I can guarantee you. We don't know. And he's not answering that question right now. Also, interestingly, his statement sort of left it open whether or not he would remain in office. I mean, you know, he asked for forgiveness. He said he was going to do the work to regain people's trust. But he left it an open question whether or not he would remain as attorney general.
Incredible. So let's talk about the politics for a moment. Democrats have been doing quite well in Virginia politics recently. How are these scandals going to affect the gains they've made in the Commonwealth in recent years?
So Virginia has this odd quirk of their election system where the odd years are the election years. So this year is actually an election where all 100 seats in the House of Delegates are up for election, and all 40 seats in the state Senate are up this year. So every single member of the General Assembly is up for re-election in just, the primary is just a few weeks away. And so the Democrats are now really worried about what's going to happen when they go on the campaign trail, and they've got to answer questions about blackface and sexual assault. In just a span of a few days, the campaign dynamic has changed rather dramatically for Democrats.
Michael Pope is a reporter for Virginia Public Radio. Michael, thank you for bringing us your reporting. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.